Hey, hey! Today I show you the cage system for the minor shapes. So, if you've seen my last tutorial, I showed you how to do the switch from the regular ukulele to the baritone and find the different chords. So we use the cage system. If you haven't seen it, please jump back to my another tutorial and watch this, and then you can come back and I show you how to use the cage system for the minor scale or minor shapes to find your next minor keys. So, shall we start? Yes, we start. So, I change the position of the camera that you see my hand, and we go ahead. This is the C minor shape. This is the A minor shape. This is the G minor shape. And then the D minor. If you're not familiar with the chords, then hop back to my basic chords tutorial, and there I showed you the ABC of the major and the minor scales or chords. Okay, we have C minor. So the next shape would be A minor. So we start from the highest note, we bar, and we use the A minor shape. There's our next C minor. Then we start from the highest note and we go over to the G shape. There we left two frets open. We use this shape and do a big stretch. There we go with the next G minor, not G minor, C minor. So next shape would be the E. We bar again. And here we go with the next C minor. And last but not least, the D minor shape. So I would start with the finger here and we squeeze down all the strings and we put the index finger on the high string, and there we have our highest C minor. Here it's a pretty squeaking sound. I repeat. We start with a C minor shape here. The next chord shape would be the A minor. So we start at the highest note and we use the classical A minor shape and we have the next C minor. Then we go ahead from the highest note here. After A, there's the G. The G minor shape, there's a big jump. We have two frets in between. We squeeze the fourth string. And there we have our next C minor. Then we start from here. Bar. And use the E minor shape, and there's our next C minor, and last but not least, the D. squeeze the fourth string. And we have our final C minor shape. So practice this slowly and get familiar. You can do it with all chords and start from the shape like I show you in the last tutorials. So have fun, give yourself time, and you get familiar pretty fast with the baritone ukulele. Otherwise, what is also useful as a big tip from my side, download this app called Circle of Fifths. And if you play, for example, this A minor beside the right hand of the circle, you see an A minor, and this is the note of the baritone ukulele. Or if you play this E shape, check the circle of fifths, and you know it beside the over one, you see it would be an E. There you can figure out and learn pretty easy also the baritone ukulele, so that you use your familiar chords and you watch the circle of fifths, because the baritone ukulele is fifths lower. I hope it helps you, and if there are further questions, feel free to contact me. Love you and see you at the next tutorial, your Donya. And if you like to support me, please subscribe, give me a like, buy me a coffee, download my PDF or buy my PDF from the Coachy store, and see you pretty soon. See ya.